This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I enjoy meeting with you at this time each weekday to just take time with God together. And one of the best things in life is when you get together with other people who love God and walk with Him to share together in your relationship with the Lord. You know, when you get together with a group of people, you're all sharing together in your relationship with one another, aren't you? Somebody brings something up, everybody laughs, somebody else chips in. It's a good time together. Well, we can spend a good time together with each other and the Lord as well, and share together in our relationship with Him. We pray together. We talk about what God has said to us in the Bible together. We talk back to the Lord in prayer together. It's great when you can find a group of people to have real, what we call, fellowship with. It just means sharing in each other's walk with God. And you can turn relationships that aren't that way into relationships that are that way. Just learn to turn the conversation to spiritual things, to say, what is God teaching you in your life right now? How can I pray for you? And to just stop and spend a bit of time talking and praying together. It will totally transform your relationships to be so much richer and better than they are. We want to look this week at the theme of who needs Jesus. We want to look for several days at a passage in Ephesians chapter 2 in the Bible, verses 1 to 3, where it says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Then we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." You know, the majority of people in the world don't feel a need in their lives to be rescued by God. They think about death only in physical terms, but they don't think about spiritual death. The fact is, the Bible says that we are born spiritually dead. The first man and woman that God made had a wonderful spiritual life and a great relationship with God, but they turned away from God, and something very basic was changed in their inner nature that broke that relationship, and their children were born with a broken relationship with God. Ever since then, mankind has been spiritually detached from God, and so, in God's terms, spiritually dead. And spiritually dead people need to be revived. They need to be given new life from God. And that is what we call, in Christianity, salvation. Being rescued by God, being saved. It means that God comes into our lives and gives us spiritual life. You can come to the place in your life where you don't just think you're a Christian. You don't just hope you'll be okay when you die, but you know that you have a good relationship with God, that your spirit has been given new life by His Spirit, and that you are walking in a whole different way of life than you ever could have or could have made possible by yourself and for yourself. Only God can do that for you. You need God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.